Our Story, the My Encounter Women's Audio Series, generously funded by a grant from Mayor and Bracha Cohen and their family. Our Story is supported by members of the GEM Foundation.
In Sivan of 1990, Mrs. Chava Altain brought a group of Beis Rivka graduates to the Rebbe for dollars. Thanks to her students of Class 409 in Beis Rivka of Crown Heights, 5779, for making this interview happen.
When I was married, I lived in 706 Eastern Parkway, in the corner building of Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn. It was summertime, and I had two small children, 1.5-year-old and an 8-month-old. It was after Tavshin Lamed Ches. It was that summer, and the Rebbe was walking back to 770, early evening. The children were playing in the yard in front of 770, and the ball went over the small wall. When I ran to pick up the ball, a foot had stopped the ball. I picked up the ball, and I looked up, and there was the Rebbe worrying about two little children's ball. He stopped the ball from going into the street and then waved and smiled at the children. Every time I think about this story, I feel the love that the Rebbe had for such small children. Another story that I always like to tell the girls, because it's a story that stayed with me and gave me a direction for when I was involved with girls as a principal of Beis Rivka. When my oldest daughter turned 12, we went to the Rebbe for dollars. At that time, that year, dollars were being given in the Rebbe's house. It was Sivan time, shortly after the Rebbe had started Mitzvah Yom Huledes. When she came to the Rebbe and told her that it's going to be her bas mitzvah on Tes Sivan, the Rebbe looked at her and said, Zicher v'shtobin agroisef arbrengen. And I was surprised and shocked. And I said, what? Because until then, girls really did not make a big farbringen on their bas mitzvahs. They had something on Shabbos. And we were planning, because of Mitzvah Yom Huledes, to make something on the day of her birthday, but nothing more than just a birthday party. The Rebbe looked at her and said it again. And again, I don't know where I had the chutzpah to do this, but I went, what? And Rabbi Groner looked at me and he said, is it her bas mitzvah or isn't it? I said, yes, yes, it's her bas mitzvah. And the Rebbe said again to her, Zicher v'shtobin agroisef v'brengen. And then I was holding her little sister who was turning 4 and I said, it's going to be her birthday. And the Rebbe smiled at her and said, you'll have a party. And from this I learned 2 things. Number 1, when it was a 12-year-old, a big girl, the Rebbe spoke to her, she'll have a grace of her bring, and he spoke to her in Yiddish. And to my little girl, who didn't understand Yiddish at that time, the Rebbe just smiled and said, you'll have a party. Another time, when I came for dollars to the Rebbe, I came with the girls that were graduating 8th grade from Beis Rivka. And when I gave the Rebbe their yearbook, the Rebbe asked if we received the letter that he sent them for their graduation. And I nodded, yes, we have the letter. And then the Rebbe said something very surprising. The Rebbe said, Ich ken mehr nit verschreiben, ton darfen sei. The Rebbe said, I can write the letter, but they need to do. Now, of course, we know that the Rebbe can do everything that's in the letter. But what the Rebbe was teaching the girls and all of us was that getting a letter from the Rebbe is not enough. It's not the point of saying, Rebbe, we're graduating, we want a bracha. But if you want a bracha, you need to fulfill what it says in the letter of the Rebbe. The bracha that the Rebbe is giving you, you need to become those Neros Haair. You need to become those candles to illuminate the world. And from then on, every year before the graduation, the girls in the 8th grade learn a letter that the Rebbe sent for graduation.
To subscribe to the weekly Our Story, or to share a story, or to sponsor a week, please WhatsApp 718-604-4690.